Eric Douglas is with us. He is a author, diver, and just a great friend of Scuba Radio. And it's good. This worked out great because CJ and Eric have been working on a project together. And, you know, the first audio book was for Oil and Water, which has been out for a while. CJ, in particular, has been working on this new one for which one?
Return to Cayman.
Return to Cayman, right. And you just completed it last week. Is that right?
Yep.
So where are we at with that, Eric? Is it almost ready to launch, or has it launched on Audible and stuff?
We are just waiting on Amazon to give their final approval, which I'm sure we'll get, but just takes a couple days of waiting on them to jump through their hoops.
Right.
Should be any day now, though. I mean, I'm halfway surprised it's not not already out there, but if probably tomorrow or Monday it'll be live and ready for people to download.
Excellent. Now, Return to Cayman is an excellent book. If you want the written copy, you can go to booksbyeric.com. But this audio book, I know the last one with Oil and Water was really good, what you did, CJ, but for the one you just did for Return to Cayman, you said you kind of kicked it up a notch. Is that right?
Well, it's longer. It's a longer, you know, it's a full-length novel. So
right.
I think it was clocked in at like 7 hours and 22 minutes.
How about that? So a great road trip thing.
But it moves,
Matt.
Like by the time it got to the end of it, I was like, oh, I want more.
Yeah. Well, Oil and Water was a novella. So it was only like a couple hundred pages. And then this one was how long, Eric?
This one's about 300 pages. Oil and Water is only about 130, 140 pages.
Oh, well, there you go.
So,
I can't count.
So this is three times as long as Oil and Water.
All right.
It's a complex story, but CJ did a fantastic job with it. Again, just really brought the story to life. And I you know what? I wrote the thing, but I listening to CJ's voices, I'm doing some, what happens next? Oh, my God, what are they going to do?
I would do that at the end of chapter. I would record a chapter a day, and when I get to the end of the chapter, I was like, oh, I'm at the end already. And you get so into it. It's such a great writer.
Well, you know, I have no doubt it'll sound
especially, I mean, even if you're not a diver, you'll like it.
Yeah.
But if you are a diver, and if you're listening to the show, you probably are,
mm-hmm.
you will really dig this because all the diving stuff is factually correct. You know, there's no, it's not like if you watch a movie or a TV show and you go, well, they screwed that up.
Right.
You know, since Eric's a diver, he knows.
He gets it. Well, I would imagine Eric and Jerry are going to be listening to it next week when they drive up to Secaucus, New Jersey and road trip it. Because that'll be about the right time. You guys are going to be in a car together for about 7-8 hours, right?
Yeah, you know, I hadn't even thought about that, but that's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah, that'll help pass the time, will it not, Jerry? Come on.
Heck yeah,
buddy.
We'll put it on the speakers and play it loud.
There you go. Play it up. Crank it up. Yeah, so
Audible.com.
Audible.com is where you'll be able to get it.
And where else?
Well, booksbyeric.com, there'll be a link there, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, absolutely. All the links to the story will be available off of booksbyeric.com. But yeah, if somebody already has an Audible account, they can just flip to that and go to look for Return to Cayman, and it'll pop up in about 2 days. We'll give it Monday, would be my guess.
I keep checking my email. I keep waiting for them to shoot me the email any day.
Well, we'll try to give a little shout-out on the Scuba Radio Facebook page when we see it go live. But just know if you hear this, go to booksbyeric.com, and I'm sure he'll have a link there, or Audible and all those other places.
Also, Oil and Water,
still
available.
Get them both.
If you haven't checked it out, it's a great little appetizer.
Yeah, a little short thing. But if you know, and it's really entertaining. So, you know, for those people who can't read and prefer to listen.
Well, it's great in the car.
Well,
like
and
you said, because when you're driving.
I think we're talking to your audience right now. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Surely most people don't read that listen to this show. Let's be real.
Mm. You got doctors.
Well, that's true.
Doctors, authors. Yeah, one doctor.
Now that kind of concerns me. Anyway, okay. But